Part 4.
You will hear part of a lecture about the early history of cinema. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen to the lecture and answer questions 31 to 40.
Now, we all take the wonders of the cinema very much for granted these days, but cinema really is a very recent phenomenon. It has moved from its origins in the simple still camera to the dazzling computer-generated graphics of today in little over 100 years. Perhaps the real beginning of cinema was the cinematograph, a moving camera invented by the Lumiere brothers. As the excitement at the early screenings of short, simple moving pictures spread, competition developed rapidly, and soon cameras such as the American Biograph were on the market. Advertisements asserted that the Biograph did not shake as much as the cinematograph. Meanwhile, permits were required for outside filming, and import licenses were difficult to obtain for equipment, and there were other difficulties for cameramen. When the Lumiere brothers went to film the crowning of Tsar Nicholas II in Russia in 1896, the camera's ticking noise led people to believe it was a bomb. Although this confusion was resolved, disaster struck at the ceremony when a stand of spectators collapsed and the huge crowd panicked. The cameramen kept filming. It was the first time such events had been filmed, and this marked the beginning of a new concept of journalism. Well, the technology continued to develop rapidly, and often secretly. The thrill of invention and the prospect of riches to be made drove experimenters along. But historians of cinema face difficulties in establishing if an apparatus functioned in the way that its makers asserted. Everyone was keen to say that their machine was the best, of course. In some cases, however, we do have reliable records or evidence in the equipment itself, and then we can see the details of the evolution of the technology. By about 1890, for example, the Frenchman Marais had arrived at results of startling clarity in sequential images. He also had the idea of recording images on a long strip of paper that unrolled in front of the lens instead of on separate plates. But he found it impossible, initially, to ensure that this strip would have regular movement. As we step into the 20th century, however, we see much progress has been made, and there are many examples of what we would today recognize as films. Questions of the art form were now as important as questions of what was technologically possible, and filmmakers searched around for ideas to draw on. Comic strips were very popular at the time in newspapers, and their structure was applied to the planning of films, which were now being mapped in a series of picture panels. Different innovations were achieved by different types of filmmaker, with a certain amount of rivalry between makers of documentaries and makers of fiction films. One area where documentaries led the way was in the use of travelling shots, although, of course, fiction films adopted this technique in due course. Various sources for stories were developing, and each would have an impact on the way the story was filmed. For example, filmmakers started to use greater numbers of shots when chase films became popular because they wanted to show the various stages of the policeman running after the bandit and so on. And it wasn't just different kinds of story that were driving filmmakers to think up new techniques. Other technology also played its part. The telephone was growing in use, and filmmakers came up with the idea of splitting the screen image into two parts to show telephone conversations. All this growing sophistication in the shooting of films began to make the whole process of creating them more challenging. The very first films consisted of single shots and were straightforward to take from shooting to showing them to audiences. However, as the filming developed into multiple shots, then editing emerged as an essential ingredient of the process. Cinema was growing up. Well, next, I'd like to turn your attention to some of the issues that I believe were...
That is the end of part 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.